Thank you very much, Wes. I appreciate all your help in this paper and Teresa Clark's as well. It was just truly a team effort, and I completely enjoyed working with all of you. So let me share what beautiful work we did. Okay. So attorneys and caseworkers generally rely on the Medicaid for the Elderly and People with Disabilities, or MEPD handbook, when they're helping clients apply for Medicaid through the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, or HHSC. And they also, if you're helping a client apply for the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI, then caseworkers and attorneys generally look to Social Security Administration's Program Operating Manual system. But it's really important that we know where the source of these rules come from in these handbooks, because it can be very enlightening and you can truly just become a better advocate for your client. So the federal Medicaid statutes compel state Medicaid programs to employ methodology when they're administering their programs and the means test and trying to determine eligibility. The federal statute instructs state programs to employ policies that may be less restrictive, but that shall be no more restrictive than the methodology under the Social Security Income Program. Now, that wording is very significant, because if the federal statute is referring to the SSI program, then it's not just talking about certain rules. It's talking about all of the rules and all of the program policy of SSI. And so what that means is that all of Social Security's and SSI's rules and program policy are incorporated into Texas's Medicaid program rules and policies. And so the result is that POMS supersedes any more restrictive Texas Medicaid rules and policies. In Appendix C of our paper, you will see an example of correspondence where that point is argued to HHSC. In addition, the concepts related to excluded business property are imported from the Internal Revenue Code. After all, you have to have a valid trade or business. And so the Internal Revenue Code has a framework already to determine what a valid trade or business is, because it imposes a tax on people who are self-employed. And to further highlight the interdependence between the Internal Revenue Code and the Social Security Administration, it's the tax collected from self-employment, of course, and taxes collected from wages and other income that provides the funds used to pay for Social Security benefits. So familiarizing yourself with the source of Medicaid rules helps you be a better advocate. You can make better arguments to the government agencies, whether it be Social Security or to Medicaid, that can help your client. And this is not only true for the business property exclusion, but this is true for all aspects of eligibility. So if you ever find yourself in a position where the MEPD handbook doesn't quite address what you want, you may want to look at POMS to see if there's more enlightening instruction that can help you. Okay, next slide, please. So to begin breaking down the elements, let's first turn to federal statutes. And so there's a federal statute on the slide that talks about excluding business property. And in that statute, there is one sole paragraph that addresses excluded business property. And what that paragraph is can basically be summed up as saying is that property that is essential to self-support is excluded. That's it. That's all it really says as far as the elements of excluded business property. Now, I do want to point out that when we're determining excluded business property, we're talking about the resources of an individual or their spouse. So in certain situations where you might have a nursing home Medicaid client, they may not be the ones who are running the business. It may be the wife or it may be the community spouse that may be the business owner. So just depending on the situation, we might be referring to the actual Medicaid client or their spouse as far as who owns this trade or business. But the sole paragraph in the federal law states that when determining the resources of an individual or spouse, property that's essential to self-support is excluded. Well, What does that mean? Well, to get further clarification, if we keep reading that paragraph, it basically says that that property essential to self-support shall be determined according to limitations prescribed by the commissioner. However, the paragraph goes on to say that the Social Security commissioner, however, cannot limit or cannot impose a limitation on property used in a trade or business. So here's where we start to see the framework of property essential to self-support. Property essential to self-support is the big umbrella. And within that, we have property that's used in a trade or business that the Social Security commissioner cannot limit. And we have property, other property, that the commissioner can limit. So in the federal statute, all we really get is property essential to self-support. And we have trade or business property that the commissioner cannot limit and other property that it can. All right, next slide. So following suit, POMS, in fact, creates three categories of property essential to self-support. And the first category is where property used in a trade or business is included. And that's property that property, if it's used in a trade or business, it's excluded regardless of value or rate of return. Property used in a trade or business receives the most favorable treatment of all of the other categories. The other two categories, I'll mention them, is property excluded up to $6,000 in equity, regardless of rate of return, and also property excluded up to $6,000 if it produces a 6% rate of return. And again, we're not going to do a deep dive. That's about all you're going to get about those two categories. But we mentioned them to contrast property used in a trade or business, which is excluded no matter what, regardless of value or rate of return, and to tell you that these other categories exist. Because if you have a case in which the property or activity does not rise to the level of trade or business, then you may want to explore these other categories that may help your client. Okay, let's see here. Next slide. So the two basic elements of property, business property excluded in POMS is you have to have a valid trade or business, and that property has to be in current use. So let's dive into that first element in the next slide.